The two most important estimates in there are what the impact of the new health care reform law could have on the budget, and then also on the level of uninsured in the United States, the number of individuals who would be uninsured projected out over time. I guess the most concerning thing there from the individual standpoint would be that it would increase the number of uninsured by 24 million individuals by 2026. And most of that was expected to come from Medicaid. And so if you look at West Virginia, for instance, you know, we were a Medicaid expansion state. We had a lot of individuals who became covered under that Medicaid expansion. It was a pretty smooth rollout, and it was pretty successful here in the state. And so it's kind of unknown what would happen in West Virginia. Would we have to scale back on the number who received Medicaid if this law was to go into effect? Or would we find ways to make the dollars work so that we would keep that same level of Medicaid coverage? But obviously, I think our biggest concern from a West Virginia standpoint would be that Medicaid coverage and what would happen with the expansion population.
West Virginia is not only a sick state, but it is also an old one. What changes are we seeing in the new House proposal, and what does the CBO report say about changes to Medicare and Medicare payments?
So Medicare, you know, has been kind of the piece of the puzzle that has been pretty much left alone to date. And so I haven't seen a lot about, you know, significant changes to Medicare. However, I think it's important to note that in a lot of cases, and West Virginia is a good example of this, there are a lot of people who are dual eligible. So I think you can't just look at Medicare, but you also have to be concerned about the Medicaid changes, because anyone who's dually eligible for both, that's going to negatively impact their coverage.
So Blue Cross Blue Shield and other insurance companies in the marketplace have been complaining that this delay in certainty about what will happen to the Affordable Care Act is causing them too much uncertainty, and it inhibits their ability to set pricing for next year. Does the new House plan and the CBO report address some of that uncertainty? I mean, are we going to see a stable marketplace going forward?
You know, this is the introduced legislation. You've already seen a lot of fighting back from both congressional Democrats, but even some of the Senate Republicans. I think even, you know, Senator Capito has even come out and said, you know, this bill isn't going to cut it because there's too many questions around Medicaid and who's insured. And so it's going to see a lot of compromise and change before we would get anything that's passable. And so I think even this Congressional Budget Office report will probably play into those negotiations and debates around healthcare moving forward. So I think at this point, you're not really seeing any kind of certainty at all. You're just seeing, okay, here's the initial plan that we've been kind of waiting on. What will it look like, you know, a month or two from now? Who knows? It could be drastically different from the way it's written. And I think you're getting some sign if you see, you know, the Senate side Republicans trying to say, hang on, this plan isn't going to work. That you're going to see a completely different version introduced maybe from the Senate side or negotiated through the House.